This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2313, How to Learn English Slang at Warp Speed. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you sometimes feel like you're in the twilight zone? What does it mean when native speakers use this common expression and to others? Find out today.
Our special Black Friday deal ends at midnight on Friday, November 29th. Get 50% off our 2025 English Mastery Bundle, the complete journey from B1 to C1. We'll help you focus, save time, and stop jumping around the internet to learn English. You'll achieve advanced English in just 1 year. Go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday before Friday, November 29th at midnight to save 50% off the normal price. allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. Hey, Aubrey, how's everything going today? How are you feeling?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
Good, really good. It's a Friday as we're recording today, which is fantastic. But Aubrey, I have a question for you today.
All right, let's hear it.
Have you ever felt like you were in the twilight zone?
Yes. So just last night, my sister who lives in Idaho, it's like a 15-hour drive from here, showed up. She's in town. Her husband's here for a medical conference. It was kind of last minute. So she surprised me and just showed up. She hasn't been to Arizona very many times. I did not expect to see her. So I kind of was like, am I in the twilight zone? This is I would not expect to see her. It was really
That's so funny. That's very cool. Did your husband know that this was going to be a surprise?
No, neither was new. She just was like, I'm in town, and she just popped by, and it's not like she lives close, right? It was really funny. Let me know she was going to be here.
Wow, very cool. So Twilight Zone. I love that. All right. Well, what are we getting into today, Aubrey? Today's episode is inspired by a student question. Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to read this question. It's about slang and a really good suggestion for how you can remember the meaning behind slang words. You want to read the question, Lindsay?
Yes. All right. This is from Brett. And Brett says, is it possible to explain the story behind slang? That would make it much easier for me to remember. Is he asking about a specific slang or just slang in general?
Yeah, he was asking about slang in general. He was saying, you know, it's kind of hard to remember all this vocabulary. And it's true. If you have some background, if you know where it's from, it is faster and more effective to learn slang and idioms when you know a little bit about, like, where did this come from?
Yes, 100%. So it's anytime you can do that. And if someone, you can even ask someone if you're talking with a native speaker, for example, and they use slang, say, where does that come from, by the way? Do you know? You know, start a conversation.
They might not know, right? My teenagers will use slang. And if I asked them, they'd be like, TikTok. Because sometimes slang is just made up out of it. But sometimes there is. It's from a movie or a TV show or something happened that sort of made this word become popular. And it's interesting to know that background.
Yeah. Sometimes I assume it just came from media or TikTok or kids invented it. But it did come. Like, things do come. Things do have roots. Usually most things come from somewhere, right?
Yeah, usually, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we're going to give our listeners three of them today. Pieces of slang. What's the first one?
So first is warp speed. You may have heard this used just to mean very fast. I'm doing this at warp speed, but maybe you didn't know where it comes from unless you watch Star Trek. Are you a Trekkie, Lindsay, by chance?
I'm not a Trekkie. My brother was a Trekkie. My brother was a big Trekkie when he was a teenager. Were. Really?
Mm-hmm. Big time, big time. They were always watching Star Trek. And so I was very familiar with this phrase, warp speed. But yeah, in Star Trek, the show, when the ships move like into faster than light speed, they call it warp speed. And this was adopted into English just to mean extremely fast.
Interesting. Okay. And fantastic. Comes straight from Star Trek. I love that.
Exactly. So some examples, you might say, you need to move at warp speed if we are going to finish in time. So just a way to tell someone like, you need to pick up the pace. So we need to move more quickly here.
Or you could say, I feel like I've been working at warp speed, but I still have so much to do. Right?
Exactly. Right. And you often you may hear someone say this and they don't even, they're not intentionally quoting Star Trek. It's just really been adopted into our speech to where you're just saying very fast and not even realizing that's the root of it.
Oh yeah. That's an important point. I mean, just last week we taught, how about them apples, right? And that one is definitely kind of a reference to a movie. But in this case, these are broader. They go beyond just that specific meaning, if that makes sense.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not literally talking about a spaceship moving faster than light speeds. I'm saying I need to finish this project more quickly. We've made it into this slang phrase that we use all the time. And whether you have ever watched Star Trek or not, you might use it just because you've heard it.
Love it. And then number two, our second one for our listeners today is Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I asked you at the top of the episode.
You asked if I've ever felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. And I will say this sometimes, something is eerie or odd or unexpected, be like, oh, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. And this is an old black and white TV show that would always create, every episode was different, and it would create this just really strange reality for someone that would be like different than what you would expect. Something would just be strange. Maybe animals were talking or something.
Oh, weird.
And then, there was this really famous narration where it'd be like, you're entering the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And so then the whole, like, it's kind of like Black Mirror now on Netflix, actually, where it's just sort of everything about society has changed in some way. Mm-hmm. And it's normal to everyone in the show, but would be very strange to you.
Ooh, sounds eerie.
It is kind of eerie. Yeah.
Yes. All right. And then another sample sentence, Aubrey, what would be another example here?
Yes, I might say, is this the Twilight Zone? I do not understand why she did that.
Yeah.
And so another way we'll hear this, you've probably heard someone saying, like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, where you're just like, something is very strange.
Yeah.
Is it me? Is everybody else crazy?
Right. It's good to be able to have, crazy times we're going through right now, right?
Yeah, right.
So, it's a moment about it. Really where I felt like it might be useful, this expression. But sometimes it's nice to be able to comment on that, to comment in a situation that doesn't feel right. Something feels strange, and to have this slang at your disposal is fantastic for a listener.
Yeah, because it would maybe even break the connection if something really strange is happening and no one says anything about it, right? Mm-hmm. We need to recognize and talk about it so that we can all realize, okay, something's weird.
Exactly. All right. So number three is toast. All right.
Yeah. Yes. This means in serious trouble. And it comes from the original Ghostbusters film. There have been a lot of Ghostbusters 2 and 3 and remakes now. There's a reboot that's actually really great. The new Ghostbusters movies.
Have you seen it? Yeah.
The tiny marshmallow men.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
In the original one, Bill Murray says, this chick is toast before they use their laser guns.
on
one of the ghosts. And this became part of our vernacular, right?
That's so funny.
You will use toast to mean I'm in trouble or that something is ruined.
See, with this one, I never knew that it came from Ghostbusters. I never knew that.
Funny. Yeah, I didn't either, actually, until I was searching for this. I'm like, I want some fun slang that is from fun things, TV shows or movies.
Right.
And because we use this all the time, we don't realize it's originally from Ghostbusters.
Interesting. So here's a couple sample sentences for our listeners. I think I'm toast. I'll never get this done on time. Right.
Gosh, I'm like, I'm in trouble. I can't do this. Yeah. Or, oh, you think you can beat me at this game, but you're toast. This is a good way to trash talk, right? Be like, you're in trouble because I'm going to beat you.
Right. Exactly. Or looks like this microwave is toast, right? And we're not talking about putting bread in the microwave and toasting it.
This means it's not working. It's broken. Yeah. We'll often say this if something is no longer functioning. We'll be like, ugh, it's toast.
It's toast. It's old. It's done. It's defunct. Done.
Yep. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No longer functioning.
Mm-hmm. Ah, and here we have travelers in their natural habitat enjoying guaranteed 4 p.m. checkout at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, and they don't even see what's coming at them.
We're in. We got the table.
Yep, with Resi Priority Notify, they're alerted when hard-to-get reservations open up.
Reservation for two? Save the best for last.
Thanks to Amex Platinum, the last day vacation brings yet another experience. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, Aubrey, role play time. So here we are meeting at a gym for a class.
Yes, right? I'll start us out.
Yes.
Are we in the Twilight Zone? This place is totally empty and it's usually so packed this time of day.
You're right. It's weird. Maybe there's a big game on or something. Is the World Series this week?
Oh, yep. That's probably it. Sorry I'm late, by the way. I was moving at warp speed trying to get ready in time, but I still couldn't get out of the door.
No worries. Hey, look, Marcy is subbing. We're toast.
Oh, no, you're right. Her workouts are the most intense. Last time she subbed, I was sore for a week.
Yes. Actually, that reminds me of another situation. Last night, I went to my workout Orange Theory, and there were like four people in the class. And I walked in, I was like, I knew it was Halloween, and it was like a 6:30 class, but I figured there'd be more than four people there. So it kind of felt sort of, yeah,
that Twilight Zone-ish. You're used to it being really crowded.
Packed. Yes.
Yeah, you did have a Twilight Zone moment. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Exactly. All right. So first, Aubrey, in this conversation, you said, are we in the Twilight Zone? This place is totally empty and it's usually packed. Right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is a fun way to point out that something is unusual or odd or different than you feel like it should be.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you say?
I was apologizing for being late. I said, I swear I was moving at warp speed, but I still didn't get out of the door in time.
Yeah.
Which means I was going, I was trying, I was getting ready as fast as I could.
Exactly. And now I'm seeing we have the tough teacher, right? Ooh, oh, yeah. Hey, look, Marcy is subbing. We are toast, right?
Yeah, that means we're in trouble. Like, yeah. See that it's a teacher that's harder, it's more intense. Yeah. We're toast.
Yeah. Our muscles will be sore tomorrow, right?
Our muscles will be toast. That's also, you could say that, right? It's like extremely sore. There's a lot of different ways you could use toast.
I love these because they're so ingrained in our culture, these three slang expressions. Yeah. So I would definitely encourage our listeners to use these. What do you think, Aubrey?
Yes, absolutely. And they're so fun. And now I love this recommendation here to learn the background for slang and idioms. Mm-hmm. It does help you remember them so you can add them to your active vocabulary.
Well, that actually could be a great episode idea. How do you ask someone about where an idiom comes from? I know we've done an episode on how do you ask someone if an idiom is still used or if it's still okay to use it. But I don't know if we've ever asked where it comes from or what's the background.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Hit follow, guys. We'll share that soon. Yes. And if you missed episode 2308, Michelle and Lindsay talked about a great slang phrase, how bougie, one slang expression to comment on taste. So scroll up and get that one if you missed it.
Yeah. And that is the takeaway for today, right? It's adding color to your conversations. This is something that we focus on a lot in our brand new C1 course, which just went live, I believe, a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And that's now open, available. The special promo is over by now, I believe, but it is available. And adding color is adding life to your language, Aubrey. Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. You want to be using slang and idioms. You want to push up to that C1 level so that you can have all of the conversations you want in English.
Yeah. So guys, go on over to allersenglish.com/C1 and get in that course. All right, Aubrey, you have a good day.
Awesome. You too. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
The best Christmas stories are about something real. Families gathered, love, laughter, making memories around a real Christmas tree. And the most beautiful trees are at Armstrong Garden Center. Fresh cut grade one, including hand-selected varieties like Alpine Noble and Nordman Fir, all ready to bring real holiday joy to your home. Order online at armstronggarden.com or visit Armstrong Garden Centers to find trees, wreaths, garlands, and more, and start your Christmas story today.
It's AutoNation's Black Friday used car sales event. Now through Sunday only. Take advantage of reduced prices on thousands of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. All makes, all models on sale. Domestics, imports, luxury. on sale. This is one Black Friday used car sales event you can't afford to miss. Hurry to the AutoNation store near you today or shop now at AutoNation.com.